The next trio of podcasts are all based on the same theme, which is creating word clouds. Don't know whether you've seen these, but this is where you get, it's a sort of analysis of a lengthy text where a word count is performed automatically on each of the words or the frequency of occurrence of the words in that text. Then the word cloud shows all of the most frequent words, and often the size of the word or the boldness of the word is indicative of its frequency of occurrence. So it provides a rudimentary means of textual analysis of longer texts, a very quick way of getting a quick bit of feedback on perhaps the messages in that text. When Wordle came out, which is one of these, we'll perhaps get to in a later podcast, people went loopy and started creating word clouds of everything. And perhaps often with a great deal of thought. I've seen word clouds displayed on classroom walls, for example, and whilst it might just provoke a little bit of thought, I think the important thing to bear in mind when you're using word clouds is it's the analysis, it's the interrogation of what that data shows. Just the same way with a bar chart might look nice and pretty, but unless you look at it and interrogate it and decide what message it's providing and what degree of integrity there is in that message, then it's perhaps not a great deal of use. The same is true of word clouds. Anyway, Tag Crowd is a fairly straightforward one to use. You don't need to create an account. You just visit the site and create your first cloud. You've got three ways of inputting your text. You can either use a web page URL, upload a file if you've got one, it has to be a plain text file, or simply copy and paste the text that you want to analyze into a box. You've got a few settings that you can change, and then you simply click on visualize, and that generates your word cloud. Each of the words in the word cloud is interactive, and as you hover over them, you can click on them, which changes the way that the word cloud looks slightly. And then as far as output's concerned, you can get an embed code, you can get a printable version, or export it as a PDF. It's that straightforward and that easy to use. Why would you not want to start using these and thinking a little bit obliquely the way we produce texts? If nothing else, it should get your students thinking about longer texts in a different way.